Well, ladies and gentlemen, today is a special day, a time of celebration, a time that marks both an end and a beginning. It's a moment filled with joy for what our graduates have accomplished and with anticipation of the bright future that lies ahead. Yet today, our celebrations and our joy are subdued in recognition of the great tragedy that befell our university and our community on April 16th. Our minds still reel from the violence, and our hearts still ache for those slain and injured and their families and friends. We know the emotional wounds may be ever and even more difficult to heal. As difficult as it is to relive that day, we yearn to pay homage to those cherished members of our Virginia Tech family whom we lost that morning, whom the world lost that cold, blustery morning. We wish to pay tribute to those innocent and beautiful young minds who wholeheartedly joined the university community seeking knowledge and growth, and to the dedicated professors who were devoted to imparting that knowledge and nurturing growth. They wanted to make their mark as individuals, to be a part of a greater world and to make it better, and those of us assembled here tonight can attest that they succeeded. We remember them as caring, kind, compassionate, and loving. They were serious about their goals, but fun-loving in their pursuit of their aspirations. They were hard-working, yet enjoyed their relaxation, whether through horseback riding or tennis or kayaking. They played volleyball and basketball and lacrosse. They were musicians and they were dancers. A clergyman at one of the memorial services reflected that the most important aspect of a gravestone is not the name or the dates of birth and demise, but rather the dash between those dates, because that symbolizes the person's life. Their impact on this earth is not a function of the number of years that they lived, but how they lived. Although so young, they had managed to accomplish much. In the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, they entered the stage of history just a few years ago, and in the brief years they were privileged to act on this mortal stage, they played their parts exceedingly well. They came here from Blacksburg and Roanoke and throughout Virginia, from other states and the Choctaw Nation, from Canada and Egypt, from India and Indonesia and Puerto Rico and Peru. They were citizens of the world. Each was gifted and talented and unique. They were Hokies. The Hokie Nation was first used to describe those who fill these seats in this stadium, who identified with and loved Virginia Tech. But in the dark days of our suffering, we've seen this phrase take on a greater and a deeper meaning. It is one of a community coming together, yes, to mourn and to pour out our grief, but also coming together to help each other, to lift others' burdens while our own weighed so heavily upon us. Millions around the world have witnessed and been touched by the Hokie spirit. I received a letter just a few days back from an incoming freshman of the class of 2011. She said candidly that after the tragedy, she was considering changing her academic plans for the next year. But then, after watching how we all came together, she decided that there was no place she'd rather be for the next 4 years than at Virginia Tech. She was moved by the Hokie spirit. So was our nation, and so was I. The grief counselors, and bless them for all the work they've done and are doing to help us heal, they tell us that when we become overwhelmed with negative feelings, we should remind ourselves of people and of events that are meaningful and encouraging. We've seen many such people and acts in the past few weeks, and we are forever thankful to all of those for their concern and their care. Our faculty and staff deserve a special thank you. While grieving greatly, they wiped tears, rolled up their sleeves, and went to work doing anything and everything they could to keep us going when we were struck numb. They voluntarily arose early and willingly stayed late into the night. They were magnificent in these most difficult times. They're Hokies. Blacksburg Police, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department, the Virginia State Police, threw aside concerns for their own safety to rush to our aid, and the reinforcements that came willingly from other localities and the universities around the state, without complaint, they stayed around the clock to maintain calm and to restore our shattered sense of security. They were brave, they were dedicated, they were courageous, and they are Hokies. What words can ease the horrific senses? What words can erase the horrific senses witnessed by members of the Virginia Tech and Blacksburg rescue squads? They stifle their own fears to tend to the wounded and speed them to hospitals. They are heroes, and they are lifesavers, and they are Hokies. Earlier this week, the Virginia Tech Rescue Squad, for its members' heroic actions, was presented the Stars of Life Award by the National Ambulance Association in a ceremony in Washington, D.C. And I think some of them are in the graduating class tonight, and I'd like for them to stand and be recognized if they're here. Please stand up. We are very proud and we are very thankful that they are Hokies. Members of Hokies United have worked tirelessly in helping us heal through the candlelight vigil, the noon moment of silence, the memorials on the drill field, and in myriad other ways. It is truly amazing what willing hearts and hands can do, and I'd like to ask them to stand also and be recognized. Hokies United. And we are grateful that they too are Hokies. In every corner of this nation, Virginia Tech alumni have held vigils and poured forth their support, and we're most thankful that they remain such loyal members of the Hokie Nation. You students returned as classes resumed and told reporters, "This is home," and that you came back because you thought your professors needed you. Many were amazed as you repeatedly demonstrated what strong bonds link us Hokies together, because we are indeed the Virginia Tech family. In coming here to help us heal, Governor Kaine and President Bush both noted this incredible strength of the Virginia Tech community. And the Hokie Nation has spread worldwide. Niagara Falls was bathed in orange and maroon lights, a beautiful tribute to the Hokie spirit. In my office, we received an American flag that was flown at half staff at the Statue of Liberty, that beacon of hope for a bright future. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth brought wonderful words of condolence and encouragement. A tree was planted on our behalf in Jerusalem's Rabin Peace Park, and a friend called to let me know that he was sending a Hokie flag that flew over the U.S. Embassy in Vienna, Austria. Indeed, the Hokie Nation reaches even into space. A special Virginia Tech flag has been designed at the request of NASA to be carried into space. It is heartening that these lights of compassion and care have shone through the deep darkness of our suffering. This day is also one of those lights, one of those beacons guiding us toward the future. And in the lyrical language of the Psalms, we hear that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Our hearts have been broken, but our spirit, that Hokie spirit, which has captured the admiration of millions, remains strong, and our resolve is strong. We're all touched by the stirring words of Nikki Giovanni, an internationally known Hokie, when she proclaimed, "We are Virginia Tech, and we will prevail." In her words, "We are alive to the imaginations and the possibilities, and we will continue to invent the future." Among the thousands and thousands of messages of sympathy and condolences that we've received was this simple statement: "Your loss is great, but your goal is our children's future." How can we not be resolute and determined to go forward when we are reminded so poignantly and by so many of what Virginia Tech is here and what it stands for. At our core, we are Virginia Tech. We are a great university that has a special role to play in the world. We come together in the quest for knowledge, learning about ourselves and about the world in which we live. We seek new discoveries to improve our own well-being by reaching out to the broader community to improve life on this planet and beyond. And as we continue our quest and pursue our mission, we will prove that the Hokie spirit is indomitable. Let our most lasting memorial to those who were snatched from our midst be our achievements. Let each of us seek out those who are needful so that we may find a way to fill their needs. Let us live our professional and personal lives in a manner that moves the world forward. Is that not what it means to invent the future? Please know that moving on is not the same as forgetting. We shall not forget. Yet one senseless burst of violence, as horrible and as hurtful as it was, will not turn us from our essence. Last April 16th, it will be on our future calendars. Yes, to remember those precious members of our community whom we lost, but also to renew our commitment to learning and to growing, to rededicate ourselves to being outstanding citizens of this great nation and the world, to be a bright light on the horizon of tomorrow that will chase away the darkness of our fears, and to show the world once again that we are Virginia Tech. In closing, I want to speak a moment to the graduates here tonight. Revel in the joy of this day. Celebrate your accomplishments. Celebrate all those lives that have touched yours in helping you come to this point. Reach out and hug these people if you can. And to all of our students here today, those graduating and those who will be returning, I wish I could reach out and hug each one of you. You are the reason I get out of bed in the morning. You're my passion, the focus of my days and most of my nights. You are the future, and your achievements will be felt around the globe. I could not be possibly more proud of you than I am at this moment. You have united, and you have shown the world the meaning of Ut Prosim, that I may serve. I love you all.